page 29, Not for Seniors Only, by Bonnie Rennie. I was thinking about how many beloved CCB and ACB friends we've lost in the last 2 years or so. Then too many of us have also grieved for other friends and family who have left us during that time period. No matter how you slice it, it's just no fun. Call it the social worker in me or my attempt to do something constructive with my own sadness. I wanted to do one small thing to try to help. In the face of complicated emotional matters or life's dilemmas, one coping skill I have found useful is the writing of poetry. The following poem expresses my opinions and values as they bear on this aspect of life. I started writing it just before learning of the recent passing of our brother and my colleague on the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, Louis Preston. I hope you find such reflection helpful. Perhaps it will encourage you to consider your own opinions and values regarding this important topic, and then maybe you'd like to share them with our community. Page 30. Loss, the pain and the hope, grief and loss are subjects people so often don't want to talk about. Maybe saying it will make it more true or get worse. The mere mention brings discomfort and doubt. Yet, losses start way back in our childhood. Your favorite toy broke. The rest of the day felt all wrong. When Grandpa was gone, you still looked for him and wondered how you'd get along. Then your beloved family pet passed away. They explained, but you didn't understand. A cardboard box coffin, solemn words, a group cry. You wanted someone to hold your little hand. The broken romance, the severed ties, departures of adult friends and family. Yes, you've already had much practice in the tournament of loss. Now you imagine how much harder it's going to be. Loss hurts, we don't like that, but must get through it. These are life lessons we all know too well. How to sort out the mystery of attachment and loss? Who will truly listen to our story we must tell? Fortunate are those who confess a faith, giving them context, worldview, meaning, a refuge place. How happy are those with a circle of support, friends, loved ones to whom to run when the trauma is so difficult to face. How comforted they with the internal strength and a perspective to better bear the pain, to carry forward in their hearts the beautiful essence of the one lost, a vibrant reminder that that one did not live in vain. For the memories of the fun, things we learned, how we felt because we knew them, can accompany, cheer as we do move on. Though speaking of our loved one may hurt, the remembrance, like fragrant flowers, says, in a sense, they're not entirely gone.